now I'm visiting with Caitlin Phillips of Mount Moriah 4-H Club of Johnson County. Caitlin, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm really good. Thank you. First of all, who are your parents?
Are Allison Phillips and Stephen Phillips.
How old are you?
I am 11 years old.
Where do you attend school?
Warrensburg Middle School.
What grade are you in?
I'm in 6th grade.
How long have you been in 4-H?
I have been in 4-H 4 or 5 years now.
Okay. What projects do you do in 4-H?
I do cake decorating, sheep, and chickens.
What's your favorite of those?
I really enjoy chickens.
Chickens. Tell me a little bit about your chicken project. How does that work?
So you raise the chickens from chicks, and I think the best part is right before the show, because you have to wash the chickens and trim their toenails and put baby oil on their beaks.
a lot of work. I know the ones that do cattle and hogs and everything, they have to really clean, but you have to do the same thing for chickens. You don't just take them in there and in a box and just set them there, do you?
Nope, you don't. You have to work a lot.
So have you been successful with showing chickens?
Yes, I have.
So you've got a lot of years ahead of you. Do you have a particular kind of chickens you like?
I really like barred rocks for laying eggs and silkies just plain out there.
Okay. What's the most fun thing you've gotten to do in 4-H?
I really enjoyed 4-H camp. It's really, really fun. I mean, we got to do archery. We got to go swimming. We got to do service projects. It's all really fun.
If you had somebody younger than you that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
Yes, I would. 4-H is great for all ages because it has activities for all different ages.
What would you say 4-H has meant to you overall?
It's a great experience to me, and it has helped me learn a lot that I help teach other people.
I've been visiting with Caitlin Phillips of the Mount Moriah 4-H Club of Johnson County as we salute all the area 4-H clubs and their leaders during National 4-H Week on KMMO. Caitlin, thank you.
Thank you.